This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning version of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the Internet, the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, and I mean everybody, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, that goes especially for our over-the-road truck drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the men and women behind the big rigs, and, of course, our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so you get your mail delivered to you today. And let's not forget about the suicide jockeys either. Pardon me, Tom and his buddies out there hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go so we can go. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And you can send us a message over there, too, by the way, off our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, like old Fred just did. Send us a message there, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. We're also on Parler. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Getter, Truth Social. I posted an article there yesterday. You can go see it. And I'm on Twitter, and I'm on Instagram as Captain's America. Captain, add an S on it, America, all lowercase. Alrighty, joining us right now from California, it is the man, the myth, the legend, a.k.a. the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Did they cover all the bases?
I think so.
All right. You ready to see the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was set up and formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, I had somebody ask me a question the other day, and I forgot to answer it the other night. They said, how come you have a delay, you two guys going back and forth on the Pledge of Allegiance? How come you do that? You want to tell them?
Well, because of the setup we have, how I communicate into the program, there's a slight delay.
No, there's a 10-second delay.
Oh, I thought you meant the delay talking back and forth.
But yeah, there's a 10-second delay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, on the program itself. That's
yep.
Right.
So you're getting that delay, and you hear me finish, and then I stop, and then you start. So we don't really stop. We're still continuously doing what we're doing, but it is the way it is, and there you have what you have. So that's why we do what we do, right, Kyle?
Well, exactly, yeah.
All right. That was me pushing buttons. Did you see the message from old Fred?
I did. I did, as a matter of fact.
It's quite a message. I wasn't able to read it, so I sent it over to you.
Well, that's right. Yeah, so we got a nice message from old Fred, and he writes in and says, good morning, guys. I'm certainly not a person with a knowledge of history. As a matter of fact, history was my worst subject. Well, don't feel too bad, Fred, but it sounds like you're doing fine. But I still can see the parallels, he says, between Nazi Germany and our, quote, lefties.
You bet.
Yeah, he says, number one, break into anybody's home and toss out books and belongings. Why books? So your kids will learn what they will teach them. Number two, get rid of any guns or weapons voluntarily before we search you in your home, and you will be shot if a gun is found, he says.
Mm-hmm.
That's Second Amendment. He says, number three, a new order running the country under a dictatorship. Don't you smell the rat? He says, I hope Mr. Trump gets... well, wiped off enough, yeah, in order to really go for the presidency with a desperate force for us. It says the guys and gals that earned our freedoms. Old Fred, love you guys. Well, thank you, Fred. We really appreciate it, absolutely.
And I firmly believe, ladies and gentlemen, that Donald Trump, because he's being encouraged by a lot of the Republicans in the House and the Senate right now, Mitch McConnell's not saying anything, but I don't care. We don't need him, number one. Number two, a lot of the rank and file of the Republicans in the House and the Senate are saying, Donald, now's the time. Announce, get your candidacy going.
Well, he certainly is in a position to be able to make that announcement. And, you know, I'm going to defer to Donald Trump on that, quite frankly. I think, Captain, because he has a real sense of timing. If he wants to make, and he will announce when he feels it's the most impact. And this event, of course, is very important. We're going to see what the warrant said. Things can play out, we don't know, in the next several days. But I think Donald Trump's going to pick the right time if he's decided to run.
Well, if he waits until they indict him, then he may not be able to run. There are laws in place in some of these states around the country for candidates, and they'll have to be careful.
Well, right. And this brings up a real interesting question, though, too, because the Constitution has the parameters of who can run for, or serve for as president. So there could be some showdown about that legally, depending on how things play out.
Yep. All right. Now, we've got a caller on the line, but we're fixing to go to break, and here comes the music in my ear right now. Caller, you can either hold on or you can call me back right after this three-minute break. Take your pictures. Well, he's going to call me back. It's one of our Valdosta listeners. All right. Hold on there, Kyle. We'll have a call coming in here after the break, and we will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the Overnight. Always live, conservative, on Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Alrighty, coming back. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by Relief Factor, which is part of my daily integrated health plan. I take it every morning when I start out, have something to eat, take it, and away I go, and I don't worry about anything after that. Because it works, and the reason it works is because in my particular case, I have a problem with inflammation and with swelling and with pain that starts out of my left foot, my left ankle, which, oh, by the way, I'm so happy to tell you, after 20 years of suffering, I think they finally found the problem and corrected it to the point to where I can tell you that the leg is not swollen anymore. That's number one. The ankle is, the swelling is going down on the ankle, number two. The same with the foot, number three. It looks like they found the winning procedure, and they had to do some procedures to me to get this to work. And I'm so thankful and so happy for what's going on here, because I've got the best specialist in the world, former Navy doctor, Dr. Bill. Yep, Dr. Bill. If you guys are suffering out there and you want somebody that can take care of you, especially if you got leg or ankle or foot problems or knee problems, he's your guy. I guarantee you that one. Specializes in wound care, like as if, IEDs and that sort of stuff. And that's what kind of happened to me. I got some wounds and it created a problem. But anyway, now my right leg is being worked on and it's coming along fine. So, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. That's the product that I take that helps to reduce the inflammation in my legs and my ankles and whatnot. And it works. That's why I take it. It works. And it's because of what's in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3. And I'll tell you what, it will stop the pain by going right to the source of the pain. If it's in your wrist and it's in your shoulder, boom, pain gone or pain slowed. Take your choice. But certainly pain relief. And that is so important to know. All you got to do is go to the website, ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Sign up for the 1995 3-week quick start. Gets it all started. Away you go. And then you tell me what happens. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised because, Kyle, what do we tell everybody?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Bingo. Let's see. Okay. So, you just sent me that thing, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, good. Now, we had some shots fired at an FBI satellite office in Cincinnati yesterday after an armed suspect, who, by the way, was dressed in body armor, the whole thing again, attempted to breach the building. Well, he couldn't get in. He couldn't get in. So he started shooting, and off he went, and a chase ensued. And I guess they got him cornered somewhere in a field. Is that right? My correct assumption? And then he got into a gunfight, lasted quite a while, and they took him out. They killed him.
That's true. That's right. The person we understand is 42 years old. That's right. He fled the area on Interstate 71. He was spotted by a trooper, and then he fired shots at the trooper, evidently. And so, yes, it ended up with law enforcement killing him. But Captain, this is a very terrible thing to have happened. Now this person, by the way, evidently had something to do with being present at January 6th. He was not charged with anything as far as we know at this point. But it's a very, very serious thing, you know, for someone to try to go to an FBI office and, armed and trying to do some damage like this. This is completely unacceptable.
Well, this is somebody that went off the deep edge. And again, we're hearing about this little by little. The progressive socialists are just hoping that the FBI raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago facility will incite right-wing violence. This is one example right here. We have to be above the fray. We can't fall victim to what they want to have happen. Because if they can succeed in making us all look like a bunch of right-wing fools and a bunch of fanatics, then they're going to slap some regulations and rules and laws down on some of us that you never wish for in your worst day to your worst enemy. And I don't want to be any part of it. That's why I talk, but I talk. I don't act. I do more acting on the radio behind a microphone because guess what? I can get the message out there a lot better.
Well, of course, and we're a nation of laws. We're
That's
a nation
right.
of legal procedures and so forth. This is where the battle is going to be fought at the ballot box, for example.
That's right.
As well. And so, you know, there's no way that any kind of violent act is going to further anybody's political idea or make anything better whatsoever. It's just that simple. And I would also say this, Captain, I think that the one person at the very center of this whole controversy now is Donald Trump.
Yep.
I don't think Donald Trump is freaking out about this. I honestly think he's going step by step through this thing. At least that's his personality from what I can tell. So
okay.
he's not calling for something like
that. All right, let's go back to the phone line. I think this is the caller that called a little while ago. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Laredo out of Georgia there, bud.
Hello, Laredo.
I want to apologize. Sometimes I call in at an inappropriate time, but I'm in and out of
Oh, that's okay. You're welcome to just hold the line if you want, but I get it. I understand.
I just wanted to comment on what you were just talking about when I was calling in. That's exactly what you had heard on that.
Mm-hmm.
But people need to understand before they go making these kind of actions, they need to stop and ask themselves a very simple question, which is WWJD. What would Jesus do?
Yep.
Jesus is not going to get out there and act stupid doing such things as this. If people will get on their knees and pray for this country, the good Lord can straighten it out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first thing, we do definitely need to get Ben Ben the Penguin and his twin sisters out of that White House completely. Pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
But the way these people are trying to go about doing it is not correct.
Right.
And also, while I'm on the phone, I want to ask everybody to please, please pray for Georgia, because we've got a lady that's trying to get into the governor's office that we do not knees there.
Did you hear me talking about her in the last hour?
I did not, sir. I was out of the church.
Well, I talked about her, and I just laid the rules, the facts out the way that they are, and she can't deny some of the stuff. She's trying to blame Kemp for the monetary stuff. Well, last I knew, Kemp didn't print the money, and he didn't have anything to do with the monetary policies of the United States.
Well, and I don't understand why in this area here we have police officers with the signs out in front of the house for her when she is one of them screaming for defund the police. That does not make any sense to me.
Yep, you're right.
But I just wanted to comment on the thing there with the guy with the, that was completely wrong, absolutely wrong. And before people start making these type of decisions, they seriously need to get on their knees and pray and ask the good Lord, would you?
I'm with
and
you.
The good Lord is going to take care of it if the people will simply get out of the way, stay on their knees and ask him for guidance. Mm-hmm. He can show them how to get this country straightened out.
Yep.
But there are too many people like that to want to get in the way, and he cannot do what he needs to do.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Laredo. Great
you,
point.
Sir.
Thank you very much. Okay, Kyle, what do you think? I think that was great.
Yeah, well said, Laredo. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right, back to the phone lines. Backgammon Bob, what's going on?
Yes, sir, Cam. I just want to make a comment on the raid on Mar-a-Lago, or what the heck? I can't remember.
Mar-a-Lago, go ahead.
Mar-a-Lago, right, yeah. I think that it's probably a good thing that they did because two reasons. Good for the Republican Party. It's good for the fact that it will emphasize the fact that the FBI needs to be revamped and redone or controlled in some way. And also just the fact that it also emphasizes the fact that how bad the deep state in the government is. So that's what I think. All right.
Okay, thank you. Now, they did not realize that all the cameras were not turned off, did they, Kyle?
As far as we know, that's right.
And they were rifling Melania's things. They were going through her clothes, her drawers, and by drawers I mean dresser drawers, and going through her closet and this, that, and the other, and looking inside dresses and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. And again, that's just kind of like creepy stuff.
Well, it does smack of that, doesn't it, Captain?
Yeah.
It seems as though if this is confined to the 15 boxes, for example, that were under lock and key in a special room, and they wanted to achieve those boxes, they would do that. But of course, they use the search warrant as sort of an open-ended fishing expedition. That's where I think rubs Americans the wrong way. Now we'll see this warrant. It needs to be made public, of course. We'll find out if there's any other kind of intent here, but that's a huge
We've thing. Been told it'll be released today. We'll find out, won't we?
Yep.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, I am the Captain Matt Bruce. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After 3 days of staying quiet and receiving criticism from lawmakers on Capitol Hill, Attorney General Merrick Garland says a warrant was produced on Monday's federal raid of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence, in which 15 boxes of documents were reportedly taken.
Copies of both the warrant and the FBI property receipt were provided on the day of the search to the former president's counsel, who was on site during the search. The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause.
The number of initial jobless claims is up. The newest report from the Labor Department shows the week ending August 6 saw 262,000 initial claims filed. That's up from 248,000 the previous week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll tell you what, we're having a good time tonight. A lot of calls coming in. Got another one on the line, but I got to tell you, before we get to the call, check out Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. When you get over to his website, MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page. The promo code will be Captain once you get in there. Promo code will be Captain once you get in there. And you'll be able to save a whole bunch of money doing whatever it is you want to do while you're there. Now, the phone number to call is 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. Lots of tremendous discounts and savings going on. It's too many to even talk about at one time. But they got the buy one, get ones. They got the $90 off the slippers. Gee whiz, and the sandals. Great stuff going on there. And then we have the MyStore.com website, which is a totally different website altogether. It's kind of like going into a Kmart or a Walmart and looking to see the stuff they got. So, MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page, promo code Captain, or MyStore.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. Go over there, check it out, save you a bunch of money. All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'm going to go right to the phone lines because we got our friend Aaron in Denver on the line. Okay there, Aaron, what's up?
Yeah, Cam, the Professor Politics. You know, whenever Trump decides to announce he's going to run, whether it's after the midterms or next year, that's fine. And the thing about, well, they'll indict him. And like, well, indict him for what? He hasn't done nothing. So, I mean, I guess I could be indicted or Professor Paul, you can be indicted or...
Probable cause, you're an instigator.
Yeah, I guess we can be all indicted, too.
Sure.
Like, what did I do? You know, I mean, what am I indicted for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, they can just come up with anything out of the air. I mean, I guess I was indicted for breathing air. You know, I mean, it is ridiculous, and there's nothing to indict him on. I mean, this raid, which is unbelievable to me, this raid on his compound in Florida, it just shows that the FBI has been weaponized by the dark side, broken down dumb duckies and the means of morons to go in and harass and intimidate Trump and his family, running through Trump's wife's stuff, his stuff, and there was nothing there.
Yep.
I mean, and then there's the cameras on. I'm glad the cameras on it, because if the cameras on it, because no telling, they could try to plant stuff
in his paper.
So I'm glad the cameras were on his, because they could have planted anything in his papers on his wife, him, to make him look like he's some kind of dirtbag, scumbag criminal.
Right.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. This is unbelievable. I don't care if Trump had a D branded on his butt. You do not mess with ex presidents that have served this country, good, bad, or ugly. I mean, Joe Biden is a crook and a scumbag, but I wouldn't stick the FBI on his butt either. So anyway, Carl, Professor Pavlik, have a good night. Have a good morning. Goodbye.
Thanks a lot. Okay, a lot of sense in that call. But what do you think?
No, absolutely no. I appreciate Aaron so much. And, yes, the idea of weaponizing an institution like the FBI is unacceptable to the American people. It absolutely is not acceptable. And the more light that shined on this is going to be incredibly important.
Yes, that is true. Very, 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 very true. Now, despite the reports of recruiting shortfalls by the U.S. military, fewer than 1 in 4 Americans are in favor of a military draft. How about women in the military, drafting them?
Well, I know that that's been talked about. We have a lot of great women serving in the military. There's no doubt about that. The whole situation would depend on what is going on in the world if the draft was ever reinstituted. I mean, that would tell the tale. Up to that point, it's much more of an academic discussion, and we don't expect the draft to be instituted anytime soon.
Now, we have a lot of people. This is a different job market right now, and this is why we can't quite figure the job numbers out. People are leaving jobs that may not be paying what they think that they're worth, and they're going to companies that are paying them what they believe they're worth. Is that a good statement?
In many respects, yeah.
So when you got people leaving the work market this month and coming back next month, and they try to say that, oh, well, those are new people are in the market. Actually, they're not.
Well, it's a way of fudging the numbers and lying with statistics.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be any fun to, you know, to be a spokesperson for something. If you could do that, I guess.
Yeah, because I've got an interesting number here. It says fewer than 1 in 5 workers think they could advance their careers by leaving their current jobs, and most expect a raise within a year.
Very interesting. Well, a lot of people, you know, are working more than one job, by the way, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you hear this, oh, all these jobs were added. Well, that's because people have to try to make ends meet. And, yes, then maybe they're expecting a raise within the year. But, Captain, as we see this economy really start to take effect on small business, that may be an entirely different story, you know, when we get a little bit further down the road. I'm also seeing a lot of this stuff about what they call quiet quitting, where people seem to say that, well, they're not so intense about doing their job, but they're not going to quit, but they're just going to kind of coast. And so that may be some other factor, too, in terms of whether or not we see turnover in the workplace.
Right. Now, it should be named the IRS Expansion Act, because they've effectively doubled the size of the IRS with this bill that they passed. And granting the agency some 87,000 new personnel, most of them who will become agents, who will be carrying firearms, who will be working in the field. Fair assumption?
Yes.
So where does the Where does the need to have people audited come in here? Do they go out in the field armed with a gun and a badge and say, we're going to audit you on your hood?
You know, it's honestly, I'm just being funny here, but I can't imagine, do they show up and somebody says, you lay down some cover fire, I'm going in for the balance sheet, and, you know, or something like that. It just, you know, it just makes no sense. I suppose, Captain, if it was really a dangerous situation, you'd call law enforcement to come out if you had to seize material. I mean, that's what they do if they really have to do that. But gee whiz, 87,000 new agents, you can't make the case that this isn't somehow in order to do lots of audits and lots of people, because they got to squeeze money wherever they can get it to pay for all their stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is another reason why the Democrats are going back crazy. A new Trafalgar Group Convention of States action poll taken after the raid shows that it's increased the motivation to vote, especially amongst Republicans and independents, with most believing that the raid was politically motivated. Listen to this number. 88.3% of the Republicans say it has increased their motivation to get out and vote in November.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I think you're going to see a lot of people motivated to go vote in November. Now, we're hearing as well, Captain, that somehow the Democrats are pulling closer to the Republicans now. And
not
like
true.
Well, precisely. I think this is, you know, but this is one of the reasons why you have the White House touting the gas prices came down a teensy-weensy little bit, right? And this is somehow great. It's great for nurses and workers across the country. And why are you criticizing this? Well, because gas prices are still astronomically high.
Now, let me tell you something. I should have bought gas yesterday morning. I knew I made a mistake. I saw gasoline for $3.50 a gallon in my neighborhood. So I went back to that gas station yesterday afternoon when I was, you know, after I got out of bed and motivated and fixing to slowly work my way towards the radio station. $3.57 later in the day. Went up 7 cents in one day. Remember I told you this wasn't going to stay down for long?
No, it's not. Because it totally belies the whole idea that somehow this is all going to fix itself on its own, that it's transitory, that it's just sort of being done to us, it's Putin's price hike. You call it what you will, but it's here, and it's not organically going to just go, you know, poof into the ether somewhere. It's here for very
things that make you go boom.
That's right. Well, things that make you go, my goodness, how did this happen so quickly? And when all we did was the president changed, the administration changed, and then suddenly everything goes south. It's terrible.
By the way, for you folks in Wyoming, thank you for listening. Well, thank you for doing what you need to do. Liz Cheney is now down 30 points in her bid for the election. Say goodbye, Liz. We'll be right back, folks. Kyle Warren and myself, the professor of politics, don't go anywhere.
3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
that singer?
Well, that's Dion.
And that's from the Grammys in 1988. It's a doo-wop medley. There was more to it than that, but we don't have time to play it all. And he was just driving the house down. But, you know, that's the Dion that I remember from back in the day. And, of course, he's gone on to some really good stuff. So there you have it. All right, let's take a look at the weather real quick here. Tell me what's going on out west.
Well, Captain, we still have, of course, severe thunderstorms warnings up now. It's near Great Falls, Montana. Strong thunderstorms are going to impact those portions of that area. We've got winds in excess now of 30 miles per hour, and they're finding that they're on the radar, these storms up near Great Falls, Montana. Last hour, the statement was down near Helena, so it's all moving northward there. Still got aerial flood watches in western Wyoming. Also, it looks like around up near Buffalo, Wyoming, we've got the aerial flood watch. Also, all the way through most of central Utah, from south of Salt Lake City all the way down to St. George, we've got flood watches going on there. Excessive heat heat advisories in essentially the Inland Empire, Southern California, Riverside down to Temecula. If you're coming through there, you could have a little bit of heat during the daytime. And I can tell you, here in Southern California, it's been hot over the last few days, so just be careful. Also, in the area of Idaho Falls, we also have strong winds up there, 55 miles per hour in some cases. So be careful out there.
Alrighty, now a couple of things to talk about here, and then we'll get to a caller on the line. San Antonio, you've got a poor air quality alert there, so be advised of that. Metroplex of Dallas and Fort Worth, same thing over there. Be advised of that. Now that, of course, at night, it kind of looks like fog when you put your high beams on, but it's got the little crystals in it and all that. Makes it somewhat difficult to see, but just be careful. If you can't see, slow down. And then up along Lake Michigan, on both the west side and the east side, starting with about 20, 25 miles in on the Wisconsin side, on down to Chicago, around to Gary, Indiana, over to the Pennsylvania line. I'm sorry, over to the Michigan line in Indiana, and then up about 40 or 50 miles to the north on the west side of Michigan. You've got some flooding going on there along the lee shore of the lake, if you will. And I'm not sure what's going on over in Sandusky, Michigan there, Kyle, but hang on, because I think we're about to find out. You ready?
Okay.
All right, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Captain. This is David from Sandusky, Michigan.
I knew it. Go ahead.
I heard. Yeah, how you doing this morning?
We're all right.
Good.
That's good. Yeah, I don't think much about Biden. I think he ought to go back to school.
Okay.
Maybe he ought to get a set of McGuffey readers and go back to that. What I've seen about the McGuffey reader has got a lot of information in it and a lot of understanding for what's right and wrong.
Yep. Yeah, well, he's definitely on the wrong track of America, and we got to get rid of him as soon as we can. It all comes in November. We've got to convert. We've got to flip this Senate and flip this House. Once we get control of that, then we can flip him a little bit.
Except I'm just wondering if they ain't going to fix the election again.
Well, I don't think so, because we run the show in 33 of the states, and we run the election hardware material, and they've gone to a lot of work to make sure that any problems they had there, they're not going to have. Plus, they are aware of some new things that may be tried, but the word is out. The problem is going to be the blue states, like where you're at, okay? That's going to be the problem, because you still got the same people running the show.
Yeah, like, what's her name?
The witch, Witchmer, we call her Witchmer.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think she has very much knowledge about it either.
Okay, well, thank you very much, my friend. You take care and have a great night.
I don't even have to acknowledge him as president.
Okay, well, you take care and have a great night, my friend.
Have a good day.
All right. Bye. All right. Now, Kyle, that's the average sentiment of the country right there, what you just heard. And I'm hearing it everywhere.
Well, that's right. That's right. People are just they are ready for the change. They want to go vote and they want to make a change and send a real message. You know, we talk about Democrat messaging all the time, but they want to send a real message to the Democrats, and that is we don't believe you anymore.
Now, of course, we were talking about the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, which is what we're doing right now. And we were talking about the weather in general, but the country, the drivers out there to go across the country, they make this country of ours, they make this great America roll. And without the truckers across the country, we wouldn't have anything, because we'd be out there trying to figure out how to get stuff from point A to B. And for the longest time, people used to think, well, the railroad brings it. They bring it. Look, they bring the car right here, and we go get it, not the railroad car, and this, that, and the other. Yeah, sure we do. Sure we do. They had no clue, no idea. The truckers in America get the job done, and we appreciate them, which is why we do the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. So, Kyle, tell us why we talk about Pilot and Flying J so much.
Well, because Pilot and Flying J travel centers want to be your oasis out there on the road, especially for our trucker friends to pull in. And by the way, we think that you'll agree when you try their coffee, it's the best cup of coffee out there on the interstate. There's all kinds of great amenities that you can find out about. Go to pilotflyingj.com and don't forget to join the rewards program, because between now and October 31st, you can save 10 cents a gallon. You heard me right. 10 cents a gallon. Check them out, pilotflyingj.com.
All right. We will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kyle. Okay. Pilot Flying J brings you the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And, of course, you can find out more about Kyle by going to thekylewarrenshow.com, thekylewarrenshow.com. All right. Well, Denise Simon is joining us right now. And we don't really have much of anything to tease, because the clock is running on me here and I didn't catch you quick enough. But we are going to talk afterwards. And there were some articles written yesterday. There was an interesting article came out of the Washington Times. I sent you a copy of that. But then there was one out of the Washington Post, which is pretty much the liberal rag, I call it. Most people use that for toilet paper. So that's where it goes. With a lot of different places, but unfortunately, if you're inside the circle in Washington, D.C., that's all they read.
Well, yeah, that and the New York Times, and that's because of the relationship that these journalists have had with a lot of government players and placeholders and people in power and backdoor this and that, lawyers and so forth. So, you know, they call on their friends in high places. And so with the Washington Post coming out last night and asserting that this whole thing is because Trump had nuclear weapons documents is absolutely outrageous. First of all, those kind of documents just don't sit around the White House at all, and yeah, they would be in the Situation Room.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And I will tell you right now that when we do come back, we got plenty to talk about here tonight. Plenty to talk about. Don't go anywhere. The fun is just going to begin. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.